Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
You know, Joshua, you and I decided that we would talk about John the Baptist again because he's so impressive. First of all, you and I have had this discussion. He's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's a really interesting guy.
He is. And you know, it's so amazing that really God chose him, gave John this why, and his why was to get everyone ready for Jesus.
Right.
And to me, you know, if you're going to be that person, you know, you're in some palace and you're really, you know, smart and with it. And I think he was really smart, but he was in the wilderness. And that's such an impressive thing to think about that, you know, sometimes the least likely people are the ones that really step into what God would have you do. And here he is in the wilderness. And, you know, when I'm in the wilderness, I'm not happy. You know, I want to be right where I'm comfortable and good and everything. And it's usually in the wilderness for you and I, at least, it's like we relate it to stressfulness and to pressure and all of that. But instead, this is where was his school. This is where he learned to be what we know as John the Baptist.
Right. And Psalm 91, 1 through 2 really paints this interesting word picture for us, telling us that God is our shelter and essentially we can rest in his shadow,
right,
which is a really cool kind of thing to visualize. And when you really take time and you kind of dig in, you see that there is a difference when we receive it as God's personal, active, and living message, and when we really take time to rest in his shadow, and we're doing that instead of all the time spent stressing and being fearful and all of that. And you know, when we do that, we really can take shelter and refuge in understanding that God is my refuge, God is my fortress, and I will put my trust in God. And we declare and claim our places in God, even as in this wilderness of this crazy thing, you know, we call life.
You know, and that's what we really see John doing, is that obviously that he found that place to be able to rest in the shadow. That's really what
right.
Psalms 91 says. And I think about that ever so often when I'm in that situation that I would call a wilderness, is that I'm going to rest in the shadow, that I'm going to take that time to recover from fatigue and exhaustion from being in the wilderness, and just to let that go soul deep, that I am resting in the shadow.
So when you leave the wilderness, the word will be anchored in you, and you will be better, stronger, and ready for your next. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.